Hey everyone, I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much for all of the support, to everybody who reaches out. Just, it's amazing to see all the impact that we're having, to just see that you guys are continuing to grow and get closer to your goals of breaking into medical device sales. And to everyone who has broken into medical device sales, congratulations. If you are a new listener, we've had over 180 episodes in this. You guys will see where I was a personal trainer all the way to breaking in with the largest company in the world, taking the lowest performing territory in the nation, top 10, to where we're at as a regional sales manager, and helping over 1,300 people break into medical device sales at this point. So again, I would just always encourage you guys to go watch that, because again, we put that out there for you guys just to continue to provide value to you. If you don't, you will need a LinkedIn. So make sure that you make one. Feel free to reach out to us at Jacob McLaughlin or New to Medical Device Sales. Again, always love connecting with you all. And just again, want you guys to know this is all about providing value to you, helping you guys get to your next goals, right? Our average person now is in 8.2 weeks in 2023, and 8.2 weeks breaks into medical device sales at $94,478. We are so proud of that stat. We are proud to everybody who decides to take that goal with us and that jump, because we know it can be a scary one. But again, all we do is get you guys an ROI. We just save you time and money. And it's been so amazing to see the success of the course, to see the success of all of our students. Again, seeing students now going in, and now we're in a fun spot where we're seeing students that we broke in under a year or 2 years, they're breaking in as full line reps when everyone says you need at least 2 years. And so we're just being able to help them continue to go have success once they break in and then get promotions faster. So it's just been amazing. Again, you guys, I am just so thankful to you all. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to everybody who reaches out for all the kind messages, and just continue love seeing the impact that we are able to have on everybody. Again, you guys, welcome to New to Medical Device Sales if you're new, but I just want to say thank you to everyone for the continued support. Please feel free to reach out if you have questions. Last thing I always have to mention is I, Jacob McLaughlin, am only a part of New to Medical Device Sales, nobody else's program. If you heard wrong, or heard anything else, I'm so sorry, but that is not the case. So again, I only work with New to Medical Device Sales, our company, because we continue to give all our people the best possible opportunity to break in as quick as possible. And so I just want to say thank you to everyone who trusts us. Again, lastly, like and subscribe helps us grow this channel. A 5-star review helps us grow it as well. So if you can share that, and then if you would be willing to share this to somebody that you feel this could help, whether it's medical device sales or outside of it, I would truly mean the world to me. But excited to get in today's episode. So let's get into it. Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin, and I hope you're all having a great day. I'm excited to come to you today, as I always am, because it's just like I'm hanging out with friends, being able to help you guys get to your goals, be able to reach everything that you're shooting for. And that's what this is all about. But today's episode I wanted to go over is because I get asked very frequently, what's considered medical device sales, right? And so the reason I'm making today's episode is because I want this to be able to just honestly be able to send those people, so I don't have to answer the question 1,000 times, but also so hopefully this helps you guys. Because here's the easiest answer I can ever give. If you ask if it's considered medical device sales, most likely it is not considered medical device sales. It's like, that is the easiest way to say that, because the reason I'm saying that is so many times I'll have people reach out and I see this, and I see other accounts try to use it. And let me just go into this before I go into all the other what could be considered medical device sales, and people will try to tell you it is. Why do so many people try to consider everything medical device sales? And as you all know, most likely why you're trying to listen and watch this is medical device sales is considered one of the top in the nation of, it's one of the top sales industries to get into. You're selling to the smartest people. Whoop, as I almost hit the microphone down. You're selling to the smartest people in the world. You are now selling a product that's literally going into people's lives, and that's going to change their lives, probably save their lives as well, depending on the product. And now you also have the average rep makes over $177,000. So again, this is where I make it very clear. If you are average, aka not good, just okay, you will make almost $200,000. You will be in the top 10% of Americans. So you could see where a lot of people won't be in it, but they will say, I'm in medical device sales, even though it's not medical device sales. Because why? Because it's the stigma. It's the same reason why you see people wearing the Gucci stuff, why they will do the Louis Vuitton when they're riding the bus. It's all about status, right? And so this is what I'll just say that. You shouldn't have a Louis Vuitton bag if you're riding the bus. How about you have a car? That it has nothing to do with medical device sales, but it will go into what we're about to talk to. Hence, all these people are doing other things, but they're calling it medical device sales because they want the clout. They want the clap. They want everybody to be like, I'm valued. I'm in the toughest industry. I'm making all this money. But I can also say, if you're in here and you're making $42,000, guess what? You're not really in here. Because guess what? This is what I can always just tell you every single time when people are like, is it considered medical device sales and is this an opportunity? And they tell me it's under $50,000 when I'm getting associates placed at $90,000 to $120,000, I can tell you it's not a real job. It's not really medical device sales because otherwise you'd get what real medical device sales people get. And so that's why I want you to all know, if you have to ask yourself, is it considered medical device sales? It most likely is not considered medical device sales. So let me go into some of the things that get commented that it is medical device sales when it's not. Number one, because I've seen multiple people reach out and they've posted this on social media because they also offer services in this world of pharmaceutical sales. So let me make this very clear. Pharmaceutical sales is considered pharmaceutical sales. It is not considered medical device sales because I saw somebody make a post where it's like, oh, what medical device sales are you in? Are you in pharma? Are you in dental? Are you in DME? Are you, guess what? You're not in any of it because you're in either pharma, you're either in dental, or you're all other in DME. You're not in medical device sales. Otherwise, you'd be in medical device sales, right? So the reason I'm telling you guys this is pharma is not considered medical device sales. Why? It's a drug. It's not a device. It's a drug. I've seen people who I've talked to people, they're like, I'm in medical device sales. And then they find out they're selling soap for people's face. That is not medical device sales. That is soap. That is beauty. You can call yourself whatever you want, babe, but it's not medical device sales. Because if a surgeon's not having to help you with it, if the surgeon, and you can just go pick it up or you just go to the online and buy it, it is not a medical device. Because I'll tell you this, you can't just go and be like, I want that pacemaker. Give it to me. There's certain requirements for it and there's reps and all this stuff. So the reason I'm just saying this to you guys is hopefully you are laughing when you're listening to this. But so many times I get, if you go through a medical device experience and it's under two interviews, it's not really a medical device sales experience. Why can you say that, Jacob? Because the average rep's going to make $177,000. A company's going to invest over $250,000 to $500,000 into a person. Why? Because they're going to hire them. They're going to put them on good salaries. They're going to give them great insurance. They're going to give them good retirements. They're going to give them all the benefits. Plus, they have to train that person and understand they're not going to get a return on that investment from that person for most likely the first 6 to 12 months as that person gets onboarded. That's why they make the rigorous interview process, because they want to make sure it's personal compared to, oh, I just got an interview and I talked to one person. Oh, okay. And they offered me a job. I can guarantee you it's probably 100% commission as well. Great. And you don't know how to sell it. And it's not really med device sales, right? So the reason I can say that, the only time that's a different story is when it's like with a distributorship. And for example, I could start a distributorship and then I go sell someone else's product. And then I, Jacob, could just be hiring who I'd like to. And we actually sell spine or we sell ortho or whatever it is, right? That can be considered medical device sales. But the reason I'm saying this is like pharma is not. It is a drug. It is not a device. Right? And so again, you guys have heard all the stories. If this is where I tell you guys, if you're considering pharma or med device sales, and why? Because you will make more. It's actually real sales, and you can always go from med device to pharma, but it is very and extremely difficult to go from pharma to med device sales. You have seen, we have done that. Jen Little, great experience. Go watch that episode with her. We got her with Smith & Nephew Robotics, but you will hear in that episode why it's so tough, because pharma, what's the difference between ibuprofen and Tylenol? There's probably something, but it's also probably just because there's a cute girl on the commercial that you bought it, right? Welcome to pharma. You are giving a lunch. You are doing whatever. Is there really anything? Who knows? Also, what nobody will talk about in that world is, hey, how many scripts do you have to write till you get a kickback? Now you understand why doctors are writing so many scripts, even though it doesn't really make sense for them to write that script. I digress. So the reason you guys will see that is, okay, so that's not considered medical device sales because we're actually not in a surgery and we're not doing anything in there, right? You selling eye drops. Heard this one a lot of times. That's pharma. It's not medical device sales. You selling a vaccine. Pharma. It's a drug. It is not a device. No matter how you want to phrase it, look at it, do it. It is not. I'm sorry, I don't know what else to say. So if you are selling soap, if you are selling anything like that, it is not med device sales, because the reason I will say this is everybody will say that it is so they can make themselves feel better, but then go into a medical device sales and go interview with some of the top companies, and I can promise you what the return will be. You won't be making it very far. And even when they say that, they will be like, this isn't considered sales. But it is. No, it's not. Right? Oh, you have relationships with doctors. Great. But again, if you're not doing actual devices, if you're not, because again, this is what you guys have to understand. When you're selling a device, there's clinical experience. There's actually having the conversation with, are you talking with processing? Are you talking with human resources? Are you talking with like the nurses, the actual surgeons? Are you talking with the people in purchasing, right? Most of the time with the drugs, it's not that way. And then also, the reason I can say this is I literally have friends who were president club winners in pharma. And I said, and she was a very beautiful lady. And she's a very sweet lady. And I said, be honest with me. How much did you work? And she said, maybe 2 hours a day. Welcome to why pharma is not considered medical device sales. You will not work only 2 hours a day in medical device sales. And if you do, probably not great things are happening. So the reason I'm just saying that, guys, is you just need to understand it. Now let's go into dental sales. Dental sales is dental sales. You are selling to dentists, right? And you can also, it's the same thing, right? If the dentist is like, I'm a surgeon. Yes, but you're also very different from a cardiac surgeon, right? The reason I'm just saying that is you're doing the teeth, but you're not doing certain other things. So the reason I'm just saying this to you guys, dental sales is a great, like they'll do an onboarding of like, hey, great to be in dental sales and then progress into med device sales, right? But dental sales is not really considered medical device sales, right? There are certain companies that have med device and dental, but again, it's very different. Now you can try to go leverage that, but this is why I can just sit here and tell you guys, because you can go do dental sales, crush it, make a bunch of money. And then when you go in to try to get in med device sales, they're still pushing you to come in as a associate. Why? Because you don't have the medical device experience. So the reason I'm just saying that is that, so if it's pharma or dental, it's not. Now DME, this is one that gets really confusing for people. So what is DME, right? It's a lot of times like disposable medical equipment, right? So there's medical equipment that you can sell. What is that? Canes, whatever it is, right? Canes, ultrasound, stuff like that. Why is this not considered medical device sales? Because again, when we talk about, hey, are you going into the OR? Are you doing all this? You're not normally, right? You're selling to physical therapy programs or whatever it is, to offices or stuff. It's still just not considered the same. Now, you guys, again, the reason I'm just saying all this, you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to like it. I'm just telling you what I see literally getting people hired every single day, because we've had people from DME, we've had people from pharma and dental, and they all get told the same thing. That's not considered medical device sales. By who? The medical device sales companies, not by me. Jacob did not make this up and say this. It's coming from the medical device sales companies, because they're still going to say, when was the last time you were in a surgery? Oh, you weren't? That's not real clinical experience, right? You might be able to have sales experience, but it's still not the clinical. So they'll still come at you for that. And again, medical device sales, they're always going to come at you no matter if you're the perfect candidate. But you guys have to understand, DME still isn't considered medical device sales. Why? Because of just how it's ran, all the stuff with processing, how it's purchased, also just what you're doing, the utilization of the sale, right? So again, the reason I'm not saying this to like, people in those divisions aren't doing great and aren't awesome and making money and doing all the stuff and they're not worthy or like whatever. Because again, guys, I will say this from number one, who cares if you sell solar, you might sell medical device sales, whatever it is, it does not matter. It's just a title, right? But the reason I will just say this is so many people will try to front and say, oh, I'm doing this. But again, you can't tell me you're making $62,000, but you're in medical device sales. Right now, if you're an associate sales rep in a med device company and then eventually you're going to make $150,000, $200,000, $300,000. Okay. But you're with a med device company, actually in surgeries, doing running trays, doing that kind of stuff, right? But like, if you're not doing that, guys, it's you can call it whatever you want. But again, that it's just, I'm trying to help you all. If you're considering this, because what so many people will do is they'll be considering medical device sales, and then they'll have an opportunity like this. Somebody tells them, what you have to understand is you are talking to salespeople. All salespeople will sell you on getting in. And what do they look at you as? Dollar signs, because they know if they get you and you actually do something, they make money off you. Okay, so now we understand that. Now you can see why I can be like, oh, I'll tell you A, B, and C, and you can make this. And every single company, every single recruiter, every single person I ever see does this. Our top earners make this, $300,000. Our top performers make $600,000. Great, one person out of 212 had a great year. That's not the average, right? That's where I just will tell you guys, because especially my people that are especially under 25 or even 30, like they'll hear that and they'll be like, oh, let me jump on that, right? It's do the research, call other people, call the reps, call other people in that program. Now, here's what I'm just saying. if that's what you want to do and you go into that realm, you might love it. So go do it. But what I will just say is don't go into pharma being like, I'm in med device sales, because it's not. And then when you actually try to get into med device sales, it will actually hurt your chances, right? We have other podcasts all about that. But the reason I'm just telling you guys is you have to really do your research. And again, if it sounds too good to be true, normally it is. If they only are making you do one or two interviews and they're telling you you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars off commission, that's great. I hope it's true. Most likely it's not. So the reason I'm just telling you guys this and why I made today's episode is most people will reach out to me and be like, oh, I'm in this, which is already medical device sales. You're not, clearly. But number two, because otherwise, let me just say this, because if you were, then why are you having such a hard time already getting hired with another med device company if you already have all what they're, if you hit every single thing that they're looking for? That tells you number one. Number two, a lot of people will be like, hey, I think I'm going to start here to then get there. Number one, if that's what you really want to do, go for it. This is what I just always explain it as. It's the equivalent of saying, I want to be a police officer or a state trooper, but I'm going to go be a mall cop. Kind of the same thing, not really. No flack on anybody who is that. It's not a bad thing, but what I'm saying is it's not the exact same. You can't say it. It's a stepping stone possibly, but it's not the exact same. So the reason I'm saying that is my whole thing is if you know you want to be a police officer, why don't you just go to academy and be a police officer? Right? Instead of, okay, I'm going to go do this and this. Because again, all you're doing is taking time off your career. You're taking time out of your life, which just so you guys all know why I get so passionate about this. The one thing you can never get back is time. You can make more money. You can buy more possessions. You can do whatever you want, but you cannot have more time because when the ticker's done, it's done. Right? So the reason I'm just saying that is why, again, if you want to go spend 2 years and try to learn this sales experience and do that, that's great. Go try it. But you could also just go in and just break into medical device sales. Again, this is where I will just always tell you, and you all know listening to this, we've helped over 1,300 people with and without sales experience. Go listen to the last three episodes. We've helped nurses. We've helped 22-year-old college students, people who have no experience break into medical device sales. We put it all out there for free so we can help you guys to understand if you just want to break into medical device sales, why don't you just break into medical device sales? You don't have to go do all these other things. But again, I'm just going to say, if you just want to get into sales and you want some experience and you want to do that, go do it. There's no right or wrong, but what I will just continue to tell you guys is I see these other divisions, I'll say divisions and I'll put it, all these other industries saying, oh, I'm in med device sales, I'm doing this, when it's really not. It's just, I'm sorry, it's just not. And then again, because why do they do it? They want to flex. They want to say, I'm in it. I want to feel special. I do all this stuff. I make the money. And this is what I will just say. The moment you stop caring what other people think, you don't care if they what car you drive, you just do your own life, you will make more than you ever thought you would, number one. And number two, you'll be even happier because you won't care what anybody thinks. Because what I can just tell you is why most people, I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. I live it every single day. Most people here are trying to keep up with the Joneses. And guess what? They are all in debt. They're all working jobs. They're leveraged too much and they're barely making ends meet. Or they go take jobs because they want to care what other people will say when most of those people don't even care because more people are just cared about themselves. They don't care about Johnny, what they're doing. So the reason I'm just saying that is the moment you do that and you just go and do what you want to do in your life, and you just care about yourself, you will do great. So again, the last reason I'm just saying this is, yes, medical device sales is a great industry. Whether you do another industry, that's on you and you decide that. But what I will just say is, stop trying to just do things because of titles. Because if you're just being in med device sales because you want to be a med device rep to tell everybody you want to be in med device rep, you'll never break in, or you'll never be good if you do get in. I can sit here because I see plenty of those people. Stop being trying to get in medical device sales because, oh, you heard they make $200,000, so I'm just going to come in and make some money. Guess what? Because if you're only focused on the money, I can guarantee you you're probably not making any money because you have to care about what you do. And again, this is what I'll just tell you guys. You're not working only 2 hours a day. You will work a lot. So again, if you're only being like, oh, it's $150,000, $200,000, guess what? There will be days you'll be like, this is not worth it, right? Because you have to care and it's got to be bigger than the mission. So what I would just tell you guys is if you are questioning it, if it's medical device sales, it's probably not medical device sales. I hope this episode was helpful. A like and subscribe helps us grow this channel. If you can do a 5-star review, it helps us grow it as well. And if you can share it with somebody that you thought this might help, that would mean the world to me. But I hope this was helpful. I hope you all have a great week. You go after your dreams, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.